ESPN 97.5. Presented by Zadok Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zadok's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. We're here till 11 o'clock. Well, sometimes Lance is here till 11 o'clock just hanging out. But we are here, and we're here for you. Whatever you want to talk about. You know, I don't know. We've been doing the show, what, 20 years now? In that neighborhood? What, 15, 16 years, something like that? What have we been together doing? We've been through a lot of different stuff. And this is another one of those weekends, you know, after hurricanes and other rioting situations, the Missouri situation. And we've been through a lot of stuff, floods here and everything else, and where it's difficult to talk about sports. But I got a call from somebody this weekend, another sports talk show host, and said, how do you handle it? You know, he didn't know. He was like, how do you handle this thing? And, you know, I think, well, first of all, this is a difficult situation for everybody. I was listening to Wingo and Golic coming in and you know, up until our show here, and you know, they're obviously addressing it, but Trey Wingo said, yeah, I don't know what to say because I really don't have any answers. So, and his guest on there said, well, it's something that we just can't stop talking about, though. We just can't, you know, just put it aside, and this is now, we'll talk about it today and then we'll move on, and 6 months from now, let's not address it until something else bad happens again. No, we got to keep the conversation going. And it's okay that it's awkward for you, because you know what? I can certainly empathize, but I'm not in the shoes of African American men that are afraid when they're pulled over, that see a black man with his laying on the ground with the cop on his throat and says, you know, they don't respect our lives. I can be empathetic, but obviously I can't live their lives, and I'm not going to tell anybody how they should feel about anything, certainly. So it's awfully difficult for guys in our situation to have any kind of. Now Dell is another story. Dell can certainly relate more better than you and I can to the situation. I know it's dangerous out there. I hope everybody is safe. We've had multiple arrests here in the city of Houston. And I know a lot of people are getting money together for those people that are protesting, and a lot of instances peacefully protesting and being arrested.
Yeah, Charles Adams, who goes by the name of Big Angry, who you see him a lot. I met him through Bun. He is a guy who has already offered, if you are involved in a peaceful protest, he'll represent you for free. If you're arrested as a protester and you were not involved in any rioting or looting and... He just says straight up, he was on the phone all day long. He and his team are working for free for a lot of people.
That's neat.
A lot of people in Houston. He's offering his services. He said, if you were arrested for peaceful protest, and he said, that does happen. He said, I'll take care of it for free. I will work for you for free. Me and my entire staff will. And a lot of people are reaching out to him. So, yep, weekend unlike anything that I've seen, other than, you know, some of the hurricanes or something that's different, because you worry for everyone. I mean, same way right now, you worry for everyone. And in the hurricanes, you worry for everyone because you know that there's things that you can't control, and you know that there's a timeline, there's an end date. You just don't know when it is with the hurricanes and stuff like that. And so, you know, I had some of the same feelings, because you have, you know what I did though? I just reached out to people, because if you stay online the whole time, you really have to get offline, guys. I mean, you can't stay on social media. I caught so many bots. They hijack a big thread. When there's a thread, a bot will get on there and say something incendiary, far, far left, far, far right, just whatever. And then I'll notice there'll be, you know, all these comments. And I caught one that was talking about burning Austin to the ground. And I live in Austin. This is my city. And we need to burn Austin to the ground. It's the only way we can make change. And I thought, that's just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I checked. Oh, what do you know? Four followers joined in April of 2020. And so I just went right to, and it's not a bot. People say bot. It's a troll farm. I mean, there are troll farms where people get on from other countries and they will hijack heavily populated. I mean, it's in a playbook. I mean, this is easy. And you really don't need international terrorists don't need to do anything to the country. They really don't. You just some well-placed social media. You can get everyone completely worked up. So you have to be careful. My son got really upset about something he saw. And I said, Drake, I had to go look it up. And I said, this is a plant. This is 100% because he's not shrewd enough to recognize. He doesn't spend any time on social media. I said, this is a plant. This is intentionally designed to do exactly what it is that it's doing to you. I said, it is.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get off of social media. And I'm not telling you not to follow what's going on, but social media is a really tough place to be, because especially if you start reading comments, you know. And so what I do is I just reach out to people I know, people of different races and ethnicities, and talk to people you know about what they're upset about, talk to people about what they're thinking right now, talk to people you know who aren't like you, and just remember that. Don't make the generalizations that everybody that is like something you saw on a video. It's because that's not real. That's not real life. No matter what the video was on a cop doing this or a rioter doing this. Don't act like every protester is a rioter. Go look at the amount of I saw five videos yesterday where peaceful protesters were trying to stop people who didn't even look like them, by the way, who were defacing buildings, breaking buildings. And they, one girl has a megaphone saying stop. She was in Eugene, Oregon. Another was a girl in who was in hair and makeup at NFL Network had filmed something, or she had reposted it. There were two black women who were trying to stop, clearly Antifa. It's got the black outfits, the all black, the faces are covered and all this. And they're trying to stop them from breaking wind, like, what are you doing? We're not asking for your help to do this. No one's asking you to do this stuff. We're trying to help you. Like, you're not helping anybody.
No.
We're going to get blamed for this.
No, there's
Please
plenty.
Stop.
And I love the people yesterday morning cleaning up the churches and downtown and, coming out immediately, washing, scrubbing down the graffiti that was written all over.
Here, all over.
New York City, they defaced St. Peter's. It was just terrible. And all the people out there here in the city of Houston that were cleaning up immediately after Sunday morning, they were out there cleaning up what looters and just protesters, violent protesters, had a strip mall that they had gotten a hold of and really ruined. But they were out there cleaning it up and helping those people. So there's been plenty of acts of kindness and wonderfulness. And then there's a lot of other stuff going on. So hopefully, I said, man, one security guard tweeted, this is my sixth straight day, and I don't know what it's gonna bring today, and it's a very difficult time. I said every cop in this country or every security guard in this country should be able to punch Derek Chauvin one time in the face because of what he did, how many lives are in danger, how much destruction has been brought. And it's just amazing what one stupid act, not one, this is multiple acts, but one that just broke the camel's back here on Friday. So hopefully we can come together and we can actually do this peacefully and actually get some change, though. I mean, it's funny, though. You have one idiot cop that does this, for the most part, and we got to stop, the all cops. And I saw so many cops being beaten in Chicago, and cops got shot in Oakland. And, you know, they're not, it's a few bad apples. It's a few bad apples that are spoiling the bunch, really. And this kind of acts of violence against the police is just, that's got to, the whole thing has got to stop.
Well,
but obviously,
there are some people who have hijacked some movements and there's no whole question about that.
Absolutely.
There's no question that there are some people who use this as cover.
Did you see?
And I feel bad for the people who are legitimately trying to make the change. I'm like, man, this is, because you can see and hear frustrations when they speak. Like, this is, who is appropriating our, now you're appropriating our movement to try to make change, and you're just using this as cover.
Yeah, you're just using this as a way for you to get your agenda across. They're downtown, I believe it was San Antonio, by their administration building, by their city hall. All of a sudden, right on the corner, somebody dropped a whole load of bricks. There's no construction going on anywhere.
Yeah.
And
I saw the video. The two guys are like,
what? What's this?
Is that the one you're talking about? He goes, oh, look at this.
Yeah.
This was not even here last week when I was here.
I was on court.
I was at this building, and there was not even, he goes, I'm not falling for this.
No.
He goes, they got a whole pallet of bricks here all of a sudden.
Why would there be a pallet of bricks when there's no construction going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Right? He said, we know what you're doing here.
He was a protester. And
you know what that is? That's just somebody trying to create chaos.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, don't be stupid. If you watch enough, you start to recognize when it's legit and when something. So I'm only watching very sparingly because I know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I don't need to know what's happening. But at some point, just for your own mental health.
You got to watch. Honest to God, this is exactly Homeland. I think it's season 5 or season 6. What were there, 8 seasons? And probably season 6. It deals with this exactly, where the Russians are just trying to create havoc throughout this country. And they have millions and millions of dollars dedicated to it. Just to create as much havoc and chaos as possible. And certainly there's some of that going on right now. That obviously... We got to see some change in this. The systematic killings of young African Americans in this country has got to stop by the police department. But again, it's one act over the last how many years? When was the last time something like this happened? What was it? What was the last one?
Well, I mean, if we dig deep, it hasn't been that long ago. I know I'm blanking on the young woman's name. I'll find it. But
she died in jail here. Right? Are you talking about her?
You talking about Breonna Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was here in Houston, right?
Was it here in Houston? I don't think so.
Well, there was one that died here in jail
but
I don't think it was a situation like this.
Breonna Taylor was something more recent.
Yeah.
It was May 19th, Breonna Taylor, a black woman shot here in Houston. I don't know if it's Houston, but I think Kentucky. A Kentucky EMT. She was a Kentucky EMT shot by the police. And that happened... mid-May or May 19th or so. So it's happened before George Floyd. Now it became something. She was shot in March. It became a bigger story, I guess, in May. So it wasn't that long ago. So I know what you're saying as far as something popping off, but you had you had Ahmaud Arbery being killed by a former police officer. We know he was hunted down the street. You had Breonna Taylor killed in March. So if you are on the side of really drilling deep, happens more often than you imagine.
Yeah. Well, it happens way too much. It happens way too much. It happens way too often, and it's got to stop. But again, you know, one idiot cop has created all of this. Well, 4 idiot cops have created all of this. And, you know, hopefully we'll see some meaningful change. I don't know how, but hopefully we'll see some meaningful change.
Well, I can already tell you the argument's going to be it's not just this situation that started. This is the match, you know, that lit the fire. But it was more than this, clearly, that set this match.
I don't know.
But that guy, yeah.
There are plenty of instances, way too many instances. All right, so... let's take a break. 713-780-3776. If you all have, anyone who has some thoughts, you're more than welcome. You know, we're a forum here. We will talk some sports. That's what I said. We are hopefully someplace that you can go and get away from stuff, but we can't stick our heads in the sand either. And we are human beings, and this is a and horrific time for America over this past weekend. So if you want to get in, you're more than welcome to voice your opinion. 713-780-3776. In the meantime, right now, I want to talk about the Chastangs. I'm driving. I've got this, my Expedition, and I love it. And I want to tell you something, people. You are never going to find a better time to buy a car, because with 84 months of interest free, that you how many hundreds and thousands of dollars are you saving over 7 years when you are getting it interest free? You're just using their money to buy your car. You're not going to find a better time. And you got that at Chastang Ford. You've got the no payments for 6 months. I think we've forgotten, but COVID-19 is still a thing. I think we've kind of forgotten that, but it still really is a thing. So if you're having any difficulties working, if you're having any difficulties making your payments, this is a time to trade in that vehicle and get it, and get into that new Ford car or truck, and do it where you don't have to pay for 6 months, or you get interest free for 7 years. It's ridiculous, and nothing down. That's how awesome it is. So this is all happening at Chastang Ford. You can shop virtually if you don't want to leave your house. I understand that. You can shop virtually at ChastangFord.com. They sell cars every day online. If you're looking for that Ford car or truck, Chastang Ford, just 5 minutes from downtown. That's on 610 Homestead, not Hempstead. Chastang Ford.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is Gilad Zadok from Zadok Jewelers. We hope everyone is staying healthy and hanging in there. We remain dedicated to helping you celebrate life's milestones. We're open and ready to assist you by virtual appointment and offer curbside pickup and free overnight shipping. You can now shop Zadok Jewelers anytime at Zadok.com. A large selection is already available, and we're adding to our online store daily. Feel free to reach out if you don't see what you're looking for. Follow us at Zadok Jewelers on Instagram for a daily dose of inspiration. Remember, there are jewelry stores, and then there's Zadok's.
During these trying times, Veritex Community Bank remains your reliable banking partner. We're dedicated to our community and committed to providing solutions for our customers. Connect with us at veritexbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Looking for a job worth talking about? Teaching is creative, collaborative, intellectually challenging, and every day is new. See why teachers have better work stories by going to teach.org and learn more about becoming a teacher. Brought to you by teach.org.
Are you tired of credit card bills with high interest rates? Ready to pay off your credit card balances and start saving money? Well, you can get a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and save thousands in interest. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. That's much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19% APR. Your rate is fixed, so it will never go up over the life of the loan, and there are no fees. The application is quick and easy and 100% online. You can even get your money in your bank account as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. That's LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.
All right, school is out, the kids are home, and they're going crazy, but not at my house. It's the perfect time to get a Pro Dunk Hoops basketball goal. I am so glad I got a basketball goal for my kids. Instead of being cooped up inside, they're outside shooting hoops and having fun in our driveway. It's been so great during these times. Pro Dunk Hoops is taking orders, and they're making installations all over the Houston area right now. 281-351-9822 or go to ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. On top of everything, you see Amanda is forming down in the Gulf. See that?
Y'all better get right with God. Everything's coming down.
Amanda says, hold my beer, America. Yeah. On top of everything else, Goodness gracious. That's all we need. That's all. Please kind of dissipate. That'd be just great. Just dissipate.
I know.
Mm-hmm. So that would be, that is just terrible if we get this. Yeah, tropical chances, 80% chance of development in the next 48 Whoa. Hours.
What?
Yeah. It's in the Yucatan.
It's we're not even in June.
Time to track movement.
I mean, I guess we are in June, right? Is today June 1st? Yeah, today we're technically June 1st. This isn't really hurricane season, though, is it?
Well, I guess.
Isn't it later in the...
I thought so, too. Summer? I thought it was in the fall. Amanda said, really, America? This is what you want? Watch this. Here's what you get. Here's what you get instead. 7378037776 if you'd like to get in here. And on top of everything else, congratulations, Major League Baseball. You see the rhetoric now?
We'll just shut it all down.
Yep. Here's what we're going to do. We won't play. We will not play. How's that taste?
Yep.
Yeah, owners are saying, whatevs.
Now players are, whoa. Or some of the players. Some of them are probably okay. Some of them are like, whoa. That was your first thing, and now we got to do a thing back.
No.
For you, we got to throw our counter offer back. Don't just say we won't play. But honestly, the owners are going to right now. Think about this. If the owners play, they're going to lose money. If the owners don't play, they're going to lose. If they're going to lose less money not playing, it isn't going to take much for them to say, you know what, we just won't do it. I mean, really, honestly, if they're going to have to pay a certain amount of salaries if they play,
well, here's the deal.
They just won't do it.
Yeah, the owners came back and said, we're going to lose money every single game, okay? So the players came back and said, well, let's add more games.
What?
No, we're going to lose money. So a lot of the owners, and I can't blame them if they're going to lose money every single game.
No, but for the good of their, here's the problem that both sides have. They both need to recognize that they're not in a position of power as a sport at this particular time of our lives, really. If you want to add everything up, the unrest now, COVID, just baseball in general, this is not a time where you want to slip into, you want to miss out on. Basketball is going to come back and have a ton of folks. Basketball is coming back. The NHL is going to come back for at least four playoffs, it looks like. Basketball is going to come back.
Well, both of those leagues got most of their season in.
Yeah. No. Yeah,
baseball's got none and just goes, you know what? What are we doing?
Well, neither one of those sports were asked to take substantial pay cut for half a season, basically. But by the same time, it doesn't matter how it happened or who's right or who's wrong or whatever. What side of the argument you would be on that one? I'm just telling you that baseball, the sport, would take a hit. I think it could potentially take a hit. So because people are going to want something to take their mind off of everything, and if it's basketball, it's basketball. If it's basketball and baseball, it would be that. So baseball's in a tough spot. I mean, these owners, the short term could say, look, financially, this, that, or the other. But that's not good for them. Players could say, we don't like, you know, you're asking us to take, 20% of our salaries, or at least some players are. It doesn't make any sense. Either way, both of you are going to lose out if no games jump. Potentially could lose out. I don't want to say for sure, but you potentially could lose out in terms of your popularity amongst fans, because fringe fans are not going to hang around. I just don't think they're going to hang around. Some people are going to look at it as you. Both sides just got too caught up in their own money stuff to recognize whatever the case may be. I don't think it's good for the sport.
No, I don't think it's good for the sport either, but I'm just like, all right, baseball, you know, you don't play. Don't play.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to be fine. Basketball's going to start back up, and we'll actually watch hockey. We're watching JJ, what is it? Coin flip, or what is JJ doing? What is
tag?
Tag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're watching kick the can. We're watching it.
Well, we watched the match. How many people watched the match for two bad golfers and two guys that are, you know, over
You're going to have to get me the numbers.
Pretty much
on
over the hill.
Two bad golfers. Wait, Phil and Tiger versus two legendary quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different than watching people play tag.
Well, no. Yeah, that's a
I'm guessing the TV numbers are a lot different,
too. No, we're watching the 1993 NBA Finals. We're watching whatever. We're watching whatever right now. Oh, by the way, did you guys watch the Jeffrey Epstein?
No, I saw it's number two on Netflix. The number is it strong? I'm watching The Spy right now.
Wow. Wow. What POS. What
you don't say.
Well, no, I mean it's worse than you think.
Is it really?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he struck me as not a great guy.
No, he and the people around him and the people that not only facilitated, they didn't encourage, they didn't entitle him, they facilitated this.
Oh yeah.
It's horrible.
Oh, it's I can only imagine what I'll probably watch that too. Well, that's because I need.
Yeah, you need that inspiration.
I need to be uplifted right now, and I think something with Jeffrey Epstein would be good. I'm watching The Spy with Sacha Baron Cohen. I've heard a lot of good things about.
Oh, I saw that.
How is it?
That was good.
Is it good?
It was good.
I'm episode one on that, and then finishing up Killing Eve season three. Well, I did last night. I watched the season finale, which is rare to see a season finale at the same time, but. Yesterday, I spent all yesterday like, man, I got to check out. Saturday was a bad, bad day. No. Yesterday was a bad, bad day. Saturday, I actually reached out and had conversations. I had a good, you know, I had a great conversation with it to get his perspective is, do you remember Keith Cornelius Jr., yeah. The one who did the funny video mm-hmm. for the draft? Or he made himself eligible for the draft. He went to Episcopal High School, and he was a kid who was, a cornerback who's like 5'8". This is when the Maurice Claret stuff was testing the boundaries of what was legal and not legal through the court system and getting into the NFL early. So Keith wrote us a letter at 6'10" saying, hey, I just want to let you guys know I'm going out for the draft. Mm-hmm. It was one we had him on for an interview. The comedic timing of an 17 or 18 year old student was unbelievable. He did his own pro day. Danny Arnold went out and did a pro day. They did a mockumentary about it. A guy who was listening to our show from Round Mountain Productions. And his brother was a documentarian in Austin for Round Mountain Productions. They're still around. And Mike told his brother, I can't remember the name of his brother. Mike told his brother, hey, this thing's going on in Houston that's hilarious, this guy on the radio. So he came down. I ended up shooting. Like they interviewed me at the radio station, and everyone's playing a deadpan about you know mm-hmm. Keith. I'm like, I don't know if he's going to be good enough to make it. He has a pro day. He runs like a 4.8 something. He's a cornerback. Mm-hmm. He runs a 4.8 or a 4.9 something, and his workout's not good enough for NFL standards. And anyway, he's African American. I talked to his dad yesterday because I've known his dad for a little bit. And I've talked to him in the past, too. We just talked about different things. And it's good to reach out and get perspective. Yesterday, we didn't even talk about any. We've had serious discussions in the past about stuff. Yesterday was just like, and we just talked about his son living in New York. We talked about marathons, our wives running, when the wives run through Harlem. It's like a big party. We talked about everything but this. And it was just good to connect and just talk to somebody who... I don't know. I once again, get off your freaking social media apps and talk to somebody. Yep. Have some conversation.
I went and met Zoe over at Lulings, and we hung out for a couple, 3 hours.
Where'd you go?
Lulings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, went and watched, and I could tell he's frustrated. He's and we just talked about stuff, and it was I could tell that he was agitated, and it's a terrible time. Just said, hey, Zoe, let's go meet.
I tried to go meet Dell at Deer Park or North Shore.
Yeah, I called him and he wouldn't. He didn't answer.
I was trying to meet him and
I'm trying to see what he was watching. Well, that's on the thing. Netflix
I'm like
yesterday.
Driving all over 45 and then 610. I'm like, where do you live again? Are you
no
Dickinson?
No, I was down in League City. I was in his hood. I tried to stop by his house. I knocked on his door.
Dickinson is by League City, isn't it?
Dickinson's not.
Isn't kinda. League City where? Yeah, it's on the way, isn't it, Dell?
They're all down
League
there.
League City's on the way to Dickinson.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
League City was, is that where
Dickinson
Gulf Greyhound
is
Park
close
is?
To Galveston.
Isn't Gulf Greyhound Park League City?
No, it's farther down.
What is Gulf, where is it? What? I don't know. I just know Heartbreakers was down there.
Yeah, Heartbreakers.
Yeah, yeah. But that's past League City 2, I believe.
Well, then the dog park is way out there.
Yeah. Dog park's almost in
Galveston. I remember driving like, man, when are we getting to the dog park? This is crazy.
Right.
We went there one of the first nights the dog park was
open. You probably went the wrong way, though. You probably took 290 north.
I mean, it's happened before, but not this time.
Okay.
I can't do it. Now I'll miss turns when I'm on Waze. I'll think that I'm trying to follow, because I'm so busy trying to follow the blue line. Yeah. Sometimes I'll miss because I'm not actually reading the directions
just
anymore.
Just listen to what she says.
Oh, I have her voice turned off. I don't need that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that helps, though.
Just for your
usually
information.
Keep the voice
get off. Get off.
Gulf. What? That sounds like a different thing going on. Gulf Greyhound Park. Get off. What are you doing? Gulf Greyhound Park's in Lamarck, which is...
Oh, Lamarck. Same,
yeah,
right.
Lamarck. Yeah. Right,
here's
right.
Marky.
Good football. Yeah. You know what's what else is good? What's bad? Bad faith acts by insurance companies. And the MMA law firm is here to help you. And if you're in a situation where you got a claim against a law firm, you had natural disaster, you had vandalism, you had theft, you had fire, hail, wind. Look, I mean, you may have had something this weekend where you were vandalized because of all of this stuff. Well, if you're in this situation, all right, you've got a law firm that is here for you. And the MMA law firm knows you're dealing with enough, so they front all the expenses. If they win, their payment will come from the recovery and nothing out of your pocket. No settlement, no fees. LargeLossAttorneys.com. Let the MMA law firm fight for you against the insurance companies. Dram shop, pharmaceutical law, medical devices, serious personal injury, 18-wheeler. They do all of it. But if you got, they specialize against insurance companies that are not living up to their policies. Free, no obligation consultation going on right now. MMA law firm. And listen, we've already got a hurricane that's forming in the Gulf, or at least a potential hurricane. So if you got to keep these guys in mind. LargeLossAttorneys.com, LargeLossAttorneys.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Guys, if you have been looking at that thinning hairline and thinking it's time for a change, Dr. Linville is here for you. Dr. Linville extracts individual follicles from the back of your head and transplants them to where you're thinning. It's your own hair. And now that a lot of you are working from home, you can take advantage of his virtual consulting. You can get your assessment now, so when things turn around, you'll be ready. Go to 975hair.com to set up your virtual consultation. Dr. Linville wants to help people like you, me, and even himself. He had it done as well. Get your virtual consultation today at 975hair.com.
During these crazy times, we're all looking for someone in a little bit of need of help. And Carbach, the great thing about them, they're doing it year-round. Crawford Bach supports the Astros Foundation year-round. Southern Wheat supports the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation year-round. Coastal Conservation Ale supports CCA of Texas year-round. So on top of being delicious beers, you're also helping out these programs in need. They've got great everyday beers. Love Street, Hopadillo, Crawford Bach, Southern Wheat, Weekend Warrior Pale Ale. Get them at your grocery stores today. When you're out and about at the grocery store, make sure you pick up some Carbach.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 733 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. You want to come in? 713-780-3776. We'll try it, Brian. I'm going to try Gentified and see good little half-hour shows. It's a series on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. About, I'm adding mine right now.
Mexican-Americans.
It's a comedy.
It is a comedy. We'll see. 713-780-3776. BT wants to get in here. What's up, BT?
Hey, nothing much, fellas, man. I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Yep.
I'm 57 years old, born and raised in Chicago. I've been here for about 7 years. And I vaguely remember Martin Luther King, when he got assassinated, the uproar that went on. And, a lot of the other injustices since then. We're kind of tired of what's going on. I wouldn't even say kind of. We're very tired, man. People were protesting back then. Americans went up in arms. You know, Colin Kaepernick, he knelt on his knee during the national anthem, protesting police brutality and the other racial injustice. And then once again, we're going through what we're going through now. And, you know, as black people, we're tired. And I'm not blaming, because this is not just white people that's perpetrating these incidents. This is this white supremacist system that we feel that's been going on since the inception of America, man. And, you know, I don't want to paint everything with a broad brush, but we're just tired, man. And, you know, when we protest, people get up in arms about protest. How are we supposed to protest? And then how long are we supposed to continue to putting up with the things that we see all the time, man? So that's basically my comment. I really appreciate y'all, and I listen to your show every morning.
Appreciate that.
BT, we appreciate you.
Thank you, BT.
You know, how many of you guys in this on the show, Dell, John, and then more importantly, maybe just listeners, you can ask yourself this. Boy, I can't tell you how many times I saw or heard, and remember now, I checked out on social media completely yesterday, people saying, so an old friend of mine who I used to play ball against just at the Y, Darren Phillips, I saw him. I saw, you know, kind of the hurt and pain on his Facebook page. And so I reached out to him and said, hey, D, just letting you know, I hear you, I see you. I understand that, you know, you got some stuff going on, just, you know, if you want to talk. And we connected, and it was really good to connect. Because our generation's a little different. You know, a lot of the stuff I see right now, I see people in their teens and 20s causing the most damage. And I'm telling you, it is, like I said, it's people of all races. But I mean, there's a lot of kids in there. I'm thinking, who is this punk ass kid breaking this glass? Who knows he's going to go back home to his mom's house at some point? What are you in the middle of? You know, you are doing way more damage than you even know. And watching protesters actually call these people out, who are just trying to hijack this, is funny to me. But it is amazing how many people that I talk to, because Darren's the one who first posted this, so I saw it. And it shows, well, this wasn't good. This type of protest wasn't good enough. This type wasn't. This type wasn't. And it was nonviolent protest, obviously. And like, you know, what is good enough? What is good enough? And the stances on Kaepernick now, I've seen it where people recognize and realize, you know what? Maybe we had it wrong on that one. Maybe Colin Kaepernick having an opportunity. And it's twofold. Number one, because they certainly like nonviolent protest and violent protest. But then number two, right. I think the George Floyd thing was a big eye opener for a lot of people to say, wow, that's.
We had this conversation yesterday about that, about Kaepernick. And my thought is that unfortunately, what he did was right, was probably right. But the way that he did it, it detracted so much from the original cause that nobody talked about the original cause anymore. All they talked about was whether or not you should respect the American flag. It all became about the American flag.
Was that his fault? And I understand people are going to say,
but the American flag.
What people.
Well, they're right. But
that's not what he wasn't talking about.
But when you do that, unfortunately, whether it was his fault, whether it was their fault, whether it was whatever the fault was, whatever reason it was, it's what actually happened. What actually happened was it became all about the NFL versus the American flag, or Colin Kaepernick versus the American flag, and as opposed to what he was trying. Now, you know, we can't choose what, you know, what the object of our protest is. Colin Kaepernick chose the American flag. I thought it backfired. Because that's all it became about. It wasn't about the shooting of young men anymore. It was all about the American flag, and it lost its value because of it. So, you know, kneeling is one thing, but kneeling for the American flag and disrespecting the American flag turned that into the entire conversation. So it didn't work.
Well, you just heard BT. He said, "How would you like it? What's the appropriate thing?" Colin Kaepernick's forum or platform. Because if Colin Kaepernick's kneeling where would Colin Kaepernick's kneeling been appropriate? Because he's an athlete.
Right.
His only opportunity to do that and to get the most attention, he chose it, and you went through all the things that went on with that.
That's right. He got the most attention, but what did he get the attention for?
Well,
but it's awareness.
That's what his BT is, and that's what a lot of people discuss. Where would Colin Kaepernick kneel that would have been appropriate and also have gotten the attention he was looking for?
Yeah.
So I don't know how conscious the decision was, but he made a decision that, hey, the best way for me to bring light to the situation is to try it, do it here, and then you went through all the things that happened. I think people are simply, BT said, I'm tired. I mean, as far as he was tired, as far as I'm concerned, it was, I didn't watch a 24-hour news network just because I didn't want to put myself through it, but you see enough examples on Twitter and videos of it to say to yourself, what the hell is going on out there? I mean, just something that I came across late last night. Michael Pittman, you know him, Lance.
Yeah, receiver, USC.
Receiver for the Colts, USC player. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people love their college athletes. So an attorney for the LAPD union in her profile has a picture of her and Michael Pittman just hanging out, I think either after a game at some USC event.
Mm-hmm.
And you go look at her tweets, it's all about shoot the protesters. And she's the attorney for the LAPD union. And she's talking about put them down. So Michael Pittman, I'm sure someone tweeted him, say, hey, Mike, look, you're in this picture and this woman is doing this. And obviously Michael Pittman came out and said, hey, I love all my USC supporters, but if these are your views, take me out of your profile picture. I don't want to be part of that. So when we talk about this sort of thing, Michael Pittman's like, I was just taking a picture with you, and these people who are supporting people who look like me, you want them shot in the street? So it's all. So if you're sitting there, you're thinking, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to behave that's appropriate for you? Because when I have the cardinal and gold on, or whatever their official colors are called, we're good. But if I'm out in the street and I'm a problem for you because I'm protesting police brutality. And she is in a very elevated position being a attorney for the LAPD. So I completely understand what BT said, because apparently nothing's the right way to go about it.
That's my, you know, that's why the Colin Kaepernick thing, if it makes you uncomfortable because it's during the national anthem, and I totally understand it. My dad was, you know, feels a certain way because he fought in a war, and, you know, I get that, and I respect that. I really do. I honestly respect people's feelings in that regard. The other side of it is, I think it's meant to make you uncomfortable. I mean, I think what he did was meant to make people uncomfortable. The first way he did it was, I thought, disrespectful to just sit down during the national anthem. Nate Boyer came, and Colin Kaepernick listened to Nate Boyer, who is a veteran, who's also a player, or a former player, a long snapper. And this was Nate Boyer's idea. I don't want to make sure I'm not wrong on this, but wasn't the kneeling Nate Boyer's initial idea?
Yeah, I believe they had a discussion. Yeah.
Nate didn't want
to
do it personally.
Do it, yeah.
Nate wasn't going to do it, but Nate Boyer said, "Why don't you kneel? That's a much more respectful thing than just sitting on a bench and being, you know, a disrespect." So Colin did that, but that's, you know, I think anything during the national anthem was going to be considered disrespectful. But I do understand it if you feel like there's so many injustices and you can't be heard. You know, Michael, you're here. I don't always love when LeBron tries to speak on everything, because I feel like, dude, we get it. You're a leader. But then at the same time, Michael Jordan didn't speak on a lot of things that he could have spoke on that might have made a difference with some of the labor laws that were being exploited in other countries. So, I mean, it's not always easy. You have to check yourself sometimes and think about, okay, you know what? I don't love the way Colin Kaepernick's doing this, but what he's doing is also, you don't think everything's going to be divisive. Everything's going to be divisive. T.A., sit tight. So, I don't think that's T.A. Oh, that's New Orleans, Troy. Okay. We will get to you in a second. T.A., you give us a call here. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. 713-780-3776. Because I had Tori was calling in or was texting me, and I said, look, if you can call, I'd rather hear your authentic voice talk about this.
Right.
So he had something to say.
In the meantime, why don't you get some testosterone?
Men's T Clinic, you know, I need to, as a matter of fact, because it's, you know, it was shut down like a lot of the companies, and they're back now like a lot of the companies. And if you have seen the difference between before and after, if you've used testosterone and then this, you've taken this time off, oh, you know what a huge difference it makes. If you've never gotten testosterone treatments, but you're low in testosterone, I'm going to tell you now that you're going to be blown away within the first 2 months. You're going to start to see changes to your body type. You're going to start to see lower weight in many cases. You will see belly flab turn into lean muscle mass. This is going to happen. If you start working out with it, it's going to expedite the process even faster. And at Men's T Clinic, they want to make sure that you're living your best life. And when you have your testosterone levels right, you have better memory. You have better mental clarity. You have better lean muscle mass. It can improve mood. There's so much that it can do. Increase libido, big time. So Men's T Clinic is there for you. There's 5 locations here in the Houston area. They want you to check in with them and just come get tested. Find out where your testosterone levels are, and they can get you where you need to be. Men'sTClinic.com. That's Men'sTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew.
During these trying times, Veritex Community Bank remains your reliable banking partner. We're dedicated to our community and committed to providing solutions for our customers. Connect with us at veritexbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Learn guitar from the legend himself, John Levin. John Levin has proven his skills and precision on guitar for more than 25 years. For more than 2 decades with Dokken, Levin has always been regarded as one of the best in the business. Subscribe now and learn directly from John Levin how to play the best solos and leads of his career. This is a unique experience that will make you a better player simply by following along and taking the examples of a true guitar great. Visit johnlevinguitars.com to sign up and start shredding.
With COVID-19 so prevalent, no company can go without a plan. Call SecureCom Technologies at 281-290-8383. Our plan starts with Fever, an effective artificial intelligence system for detecting individuals with elevated temperatures. SecureCom Technologies,
281-290-8383. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Tony says, I've been listening to you two forever, whether it's 9/11, Harvey, COVID, or today's first segment. The worst of times continually produce some of your best, most thoughtful shows. Well done. I think it's, you know, we're supposed to be here for something other than this. We're not a political show. This isn't politics though, but it's, I can't. It pisses me off so much, people to turn this all into politics. It's just, it's not. I mean, I wish people would stop. It's not. It's about humanity. It's about something that's so wrong at the heart of it, with the police, you know, killing kids. And it's, yeah, there's a bunch of crime. It's not politics. Can we stop saying this is politics?
It doesn't mean you're condoning some of the behavior out there. No one wants this level of, I mean, there's some people want this level of unrest, but it's not the majority of people. Mm-mm. And you can't just put everybody in a box and say, well, everybody who looks like this wants this. What? No, but no one is condoning what's happening by any stretch of the imagination. No. At some point, there's going to probably be some suppressive force that is enacted to stop if it keeps going on and on and on. And that's, you know, and I worry about that, because that's, you know, that could exacerbate, or it could end in, you know, additional loss of life. So, yeah, I am worried about it. I'm worried for my kids. I had to have a conversation with my 13-year-old, who asked a question, and it took a nuanced answer, but a firm one. And my wife and I, we didn't have different viewpoints, just different ways to go about it. I mean, she is more emotional in response than me. I gather information and just say, look, you got to, I just approach it through an analytical lens where I say, look, this is what's going on. You need to look at big picture. You need to look at this. This isn't right. This isn't right. However, this is happening. And it's not, that's a lot for a 13-year-old to take on. I don't really, I want my kids to be aware. I don't want them to be, I don't need them to have the heavy stuff. You know what I remember being terrified about? I had a harder time sleeping. Two things. Hell's Angels, the biker gang, scared the piss out of me when I was a kid. But also the Russian stuff. You know,
the Russians.
The Cold War, the Russian threat made me, as a kid, I had trouble sleeping sometimes.
No. Going to school and, there were times when the Russian threat of nuclear war really was real, and it was heavy for kids in this country. And, it's going to be, there's so much to talk about. Let's get New Orleans Troy in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, New Orleans Troy?
Hey, guys. I had a comment, but it made me think about something you said. I'm probably close to y'all ages. I'm 45. And Lance said that the Russian thing had him scared at night. He couldn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And we're similar ages. And we even way back then, police had me scared at night.
Yeah.
This is like 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. But my thing I wanted to say is I would like to get a judge or a prosecutor to sit down in front of America and explain why they don't put these cops in jail. Because, like, prime example, if you guys could cuss on the radio, y'all probably would. But there are consequences to y'all cussing. Mm-hmm. I think these cops know there's no real consequences. They can get fired, go to another police station, get a new job, you know, and it doesn't matter. So they can do what they want, get away with it. And I don't think it's all cops, but if you're a bad person, you're going to go where you can go do bad things. But the prosecutor and the judges are the ones that cover for them. So I want a judge to explain to America why these guys don't go to jail. That will really, really open some eyes as to, because they got to explain this and say, oh, well, it's okay for these guys to murder them because it's their job, but it's not okay for regular citizens to do the same thing. And that's all I wanted to say. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it. You know, living in New Orleans, I can tell you this, something that struck me over the weekend, I was thinking, because I'm not a fan of just innocent. I've seen people's explanations for the burning and looting of businesses, where they have insurance. There's a lot of small businesses that really don't. Like the landlords do, but people, there are people who scrape together everything they have and say, this is our dream. We're going to, you know, we're going to try it. And when those people, when those small businesses, when that happens to them or a hurricane or anything, a lot of times it's they're in a lot of trouble because the landlord is covered way more than the small business owner who's renting a space from them. But at the same time, I was thinking about when I lived in New Orleans. I only lived there a couple of years. My brother went to high school there. My sister did. My sister spent a lot more time. My family did. And New Orleans is, it's bad. I mean, it's rough in certain areas. And I was thinking about some of the people I knew who had to grow up in New Orleans, and ugh, they had to deal with just the day-to-day fear of living in Mercy. And whatever the projects were or whatever the area was, it was like, it's a nightmare just waking up and trying to just get through your day.
Yeah.
Just get through your day. And I'm talking about just innocent people who are just trying to, like, that's their life.
Yep. So as far as the chart, it's interesting that you should bring that up in that, you know, no cop has done time killing an African-American. And this one, I think they're getting it right in that they've charged him with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter as opposed to first-degree murder because it's difficult to prove that he had the intent to kill him. And while I know that George Floyd's brother is pissed about it, I think that they're getting it right this time in that he will be actually prosecuted for it because you don't have to prove his intent to kill. So this is hopefully going to put, listen, we've seen the video and you could argue intent there, but why risk it? Make sure that Derek Chauvin does some time for this. And because it's about damn time that a cop did do time for killing. And this guy killed him. There's no question he killed him. So
I can't find anybody on the other side of that, by the way. Yeah. I don't care what how hardcore you are in any direction.
No.
I honestly can't find anyone.
No one.
Not one person who, like, even excuse makers can't make an excuse on this one. I understand sometimes there is nuances to different things. There's nobody who I haven't seen, heard one person that I've seen personally on my feeds, because, you know, that's how we do things now. I haven't seen people make the right excuse.
No one can justify it.
The problem is the initial prosecutor, before he got charged, was saying, well, there are some circumstances that involved that might make it difficult to prosecute.
Right.
And that lit everyone on fire.
No, well, but then they arrested him. Hey, the other guy's got to get arrested, too. Yeah. The other guy's got to get arrested, too. There's no question about it. Here's something, and it's going to piss a lot of people off, but they've got to get a new autopsy, because this autopsy said he was not asphyxiated, that it was a heart condition that he died from. So this is a possible out for Chauvin.
You can't get a new autopsy.
Well, you can. You can get another.
But you can't get an autopsy that fits what you want.
Well, no. But, you have to. Unfortunately, the coroner's office works with the police department every day.
I understand.
And it would have been nice if it was maybe not the Minnesota coroner. It would have been nice if it was somebody that had absolutely nothing to do with this police.
I don't want to besmirch the coroner's office knowing the process.
They're already looking. They're lawyers for the Floyd family already won.
Well, they should. We cannot ever alter facts, though. If something is a fact and we just don't like it, it doesn't.
Well,
we wish
you're assuming that it's a fact, because the coroner's office has. By the way, the coroner's office before has fudged facts.
I'm all fine with double checking that, but we can't just assume the coroner's got it like it's the wrong thing that we want. I totally get that, but if that was the information, it doesn't change what happened on video.
No.
The coroner's office. And a lot of lawyers are saying, hey, we're very pro-prosecution. You just have to alter how you prosecute this a little bit.
Yeah, well, then they did, I think. But with the charges have altered it, as opposed to first-degree murder.
Yeah, you're right. First degree, you would not win.
It wouldn't win. Let's get Tory.
Hold on. Dell, did you have something you wanted to say?
No. I was going to say, as far as it's just because how these things have played out, what you're saying, in a perfect world, you would expect a coroner to just do his job. Mm-hmm. But the benefit of the doubt with these situations, particularly when you see the video and then you see, well, he had an underlying condition. A lot of people are saying, yeah, he may have had an underlying condition, but what killed him was the knee on the neck.
Right. Yeah, right.
So when you see that, the benefit of the doubt has been completely removed from the situation at this
Unfortunately,
point.
Unfortunately, the autopsy report says it wasn't what killed him.
I know, and that's why that's what I said. Because of what we've seen in the past and what we've seen and people believe will go on when a black man is killed by a police officer, that blue line will bond together to make it seem
Yeah, that's the concern.
The benefit of the doubt goes away.
But that's why they fired him quickly, so that they could prosecute him more quickly. Pathologist guy here, you can definitely get another autopsy, is what I just got texted.
Well, that's what I said.
Well, no, that's fine to get another autopsy if it says the same thing.
Well, you said you couldn't, but yes, you can get another autopsy.
Yeah. I wasn't aware that you could. Yeah.
Let's get Tory in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Tory?
Good morning, guys. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
Awesome. I think John is kind of on to something. I think the way that they initially handled this case really caused a lot of the angst to get higher when they tried to give an out for this occurring. I think going forward, what we have to be careful on is with the Colin Kaepernick situation, he was kneeling for this particular issue, but like John said earlier and like Lance was discussing, it turned into a flag issue.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely diverted the whole focus of what he was doing. And this happened about a week ago. And as of this morning, if you wake up and watch CNN, the only thing you see right now is rioting. Look at all the rioting. Look at all the damage. The issue at hand is the police brutality. That's kind of on the back burner now. Even just after a week,
mm-hmm.
got to stay focused on that. We got to keep having the conversation about that, because that is the issue. And look, I respect cops, I mean, to the highest, but there are some bad apples out there, and there has to be some type of improvement, some type of process change, so that the minorities are not attacked like this. And actually, I was talking to my wife the other day. I went online and did a quick search on, you know, how many people are killed by cops. And to be honest with you, there are more white people killed by cops than black people. Mm-hmm. Now, from a percentage standpoint, from a population standpoint, yeah, it is disfortunate for the minorities that they have a higher percentage. But in actuality, in sheer numbers, there are more white people killed by cops, but you never hear that. And so I'm like, guys, this is an issue. I don't know why more people aren't on top of this. Yes, the minorities are sick and tired of it, but this is kind of like an issue for everyone if they would kind of take a step back and look at the facts.
Yeah, appreciate it, T.A. I saw that. I saw those numbers. Charles Adams had that big angry at it, and he wasn't meant to. He said, look, this has been going on. He said, now, it's disproportionate because when you look at the population, what percentage of the population is black and what percentage
13%, right.
Yeah. And so he said, yes, but there are more whites, but they're also a higher percentage of the population. But then, you know, the argument about, well, who's committing the crimes? What are the numbers there? And then people start trying to get into that. But the main thing is, if you do wrong, this really shouldn't be that hard. If you do wrong, there should be deterrence to doing wrong. And if you do wrong, you should be punished.
Right.
You know, and it goes for everybody. It goes for everybody. You have to have deterrence, and you have to say, we will follow through with punishment if this happens. And if you are a bad apple, then prosecute bad apples.
Right. I don't know a way to relax. Calm down. Tonight, pour yourself a glass of Blackland Distillery whiskey.
Oh, man.
And relax.
You ain't lying. I had some of that, as a matter of fact. I know that there are, it can be a little harder to find in the Houston area because it's traveling down. It started in northern Texas around Fort Worth. That distillery is not even 2 years old. It's like a year and a half old. And Marcus set out to make the very best distillery he could. Four spirits, gin, vodka, bourbon, rye. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to hear Matt Miller from Bleacher Report, from his Stick to Football podcast. You'll hear him talking about it because all these bourbon aficionados are trying to get their hands on it. It's hard to get for a lot of people, especially out of state, and even here in Houston it can be. So call around to your liquor stores and say, look, if you don't have it, I need you to start ordering it. I need you to get with Benny Keith is the name of the distributor, and get it in here because they are distinctively original and their processes are off the charts in terms of creating the best spirits that you're going to find. It's unbelievable. They're going to be a huge national brand, and you can say you had it first right here in Texas. That's Blackland Distillery, and you can check them out at blacklanddistillery.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.